ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we've got boxing, we've got mixed martial arts, we've got the UFC results from Australia, we've got tonight's fights, we've got last week's fights. Wow, we've got a full plate of combat sports today for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, this is the Saturday edition. Saturday we are from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time. That's 1 hour. Then Sunday we come back with a two-hour show, a totally different show, 2 hours. That begins at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go for an hour on boxing and then an hour on mixed martial arts. Well, I think last week, Sergey Kovalev, I think he sort of made a statement, per se, at 175 pounds. He sort of indicated that he is the man, something I've told you about for a long, long time now, even before he snatched the WBO crown from former champion Nathan Cleverly, and not such a Cleverly manner. He brutalized Cleverly. I mean, he is a mean, mean dude. He hits hard. He hits with bad intentions. There's no decision-looking guy here. In other words, he's not looking to go to points. He's looking to stop people before the final bell. And guess what? He's been pretty successful. 23-0, a draw, 21 KOs. He is the reigning WBO light heavyweight champion of the world. Now, Adonis Stevens, Steven Stevenson, WBC title holder. We'll talk about him and Kovalev some more after the break. Paulie Malignaggi, Zab Judah tonight. Showtime live from Brooklyn. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Not all water is created equal. Alchemy Water's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who enjoy Alchemy Water. And Alchemy is currently having a holiday special. Buy two cases, get one free, shipping included. Visit alkamewater.com for details.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Oh. Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
John, it's 3 a.m. I've got to get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences. Use as directed.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy
December 5th, 11:19 in the morning. 1989. Right before the big quake. Big quake of my life was my daughter Jacqueline being born. Happy birthday, my dear daughter. May God bless you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's talk about last week's card. Pretty good, pretty important card as far as the light heavyweight division is concerned. And the future of Andre Ward as well. Of course, Andre Ward, the super middleweight champion, on the show just a fortnight ago, talking about his desires to move to 175 pounds and that he wanted to move up to 100 from 168 to 175 a couple of years ago. And then he went to his team, his godfather, his trainer, his mentor. I'm talking about Virgil Hunter, and Virgil said not quite yet, but he feels he's ready now and he's about to make that move. But he would like a couple of big money fights at 168 against a guy by the name of Julio Cesar Chavez. Of course, Junior, I'm talking about, you know, the undisciplined lad, the son of an icon, the whole nine yards. We can go on and on about Chavez's lack of discipline, but the bottom line is he draws well, and he and Ward would be a big money fight if Top Rank was, how can I put this? If they wanted to cash out on Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., that would probably be the way to do it, because I just don't know if you can keep this boat floating too much longer. I mean, he doesn't get in shape. He weighs 20 pounds over the contracted limit, things like that. He's tested positive for weed, which isn't a problem in my mind, but he tested positive before for an anabolic, or I take that back, for a diuretic that was supposedly clearing anabolic steroids, allegedly, and things like that. So he's had his share of issues. Plus, as I said, not the most disciplined guy in the world. I'll never forget the referee that told me he was going in to give him final instructions and that he was taking a shower because he had intimate relationships with his girlfriend just a couple of hours before. That's how dedicated Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is to boxing. But then again, his father, when he was fighting out of, I think it was Monterrey, Mexico, and Emmanuel Stewart was taking care of him then, training him, the great Emmanuel Stewart, the late gold father of the Kronk gym. He told me that Julio had chicks on two different floors, like a chick on the third floor and a chick on the fifth floor, and he was on like the seventh floor. So he had two chicks, and each time he went to training, could not sleep alone. That was what he told Emmanuel: I cannot sleep alone. So there, you know, there's so much for the discipline and not having sex before fights and abstaining and things like that. Put it this way. Obviously, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. are not of that ilk. But last week, I mean, you had to marvel at the just total destruction, the total destruction of Sergey Kovalev. I mean, wow. I mean, what can you say? He's a Russian lad. He's promoted by Kathy Duva. Kathy Duva and the Canadian promoter, I can't pronounce his name right now, but the Canadian promoter that handles Adonis Stevens, the WBC 175 counterpart, well, they are willing to get together and put these guys in the ring. I mean, against one another. You know, the best fighting the best. That's what boxing's been all about. I mean, from day one, that's what draws. I mean, yeah, Manny Pacquiao could probably draw a fight in Pedro Fernandez or Scott Cuddy or anybody like that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, people want to see the best fighting the best. That's why they want to see Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao. That's why they want to see Sergey Kovalev versus Adonis Stevenson. They want to see the best fighting the best. If the best fought the best, and they continued to fight the best, and we didn't have this invidious relationship between Golden Boy Promotions, which is featured on Showtime, and Top Rank Promotions, which is featured on HBO, if we didn't have this horrible relationship between the two of them, we could probably put together some super fights. But the bottom line is they've got A, one party's got A, the other party's got B, and they don't want to talk to each other. So these fights will not be made. In other words, they are hurting the careers of their prospective fighters because of their egos. Bob Arum, Oscar De La Hoya, egomaniacs? Not in this lifetime. Yeah, right. Anyway, but no, they are ruining these young guys' lives, because if you're a 115-pounder or you're a 118-pounder and you've got one fight out there where you can make a couple hundred grand at, and guess what? You're not getting it. Instead, you're fighting for $10,000 or $15,000 on ESPN or fighting on a De La Hoya undercard or something like that. You know, that's not right. Because professional boxing, the window of opportunity in professional boxing is probably shorter than it is in professional football. And the window in professional football is about 4.5 seasons or 4.5 years. I think the peak of a boxer is probably about that same, about 3 or 4 years. That's probably about the peak. I mean, you're not going to get much better out of them. And, you know, a lot of guys say you get better with wine and, you know, age doesn't bring nothing but bones and aches and pains and in old age, okay? I mean, there's nothing in the – I mean, wisdom is one thing. You cannot use wisdom in the ring. Wisdom does not execute punches. I mean, you can use your mind. I remember I thought, like Larry Holmes and I used to have this conversation a lot, former heavyweight champion of the world, my man, the Eastern Assassin. But he and I would have this conversation in private and on the radio, in that we would notice more, we would learn more, and be able to comprehend more about boxing outside of the ring after we retired than we did when we were competing. It's different. It just is. And you look at it from a different perspective. When you look at it from outside the squared circle, you get a different picture. You just get a totally different picture. That's why, you know, when it was time for me to retire, I knew it was time for me to retire. When Larry knew it was time for him to retire, Larry still stuck around got a couple million more bucks. So I wish I was in that position. But the bottom line is the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes, will be on this show in a couple of weeks. He always wants to come on. He's telling me, Pedro, if you don't start calling me again, I'm going to be upset with you. So I call him about once a month, once every 5 weeks to check on him, see how his health is and things like that. Of course, he is the Eastern Assassin. He was over in the UK announcing that heavyweight tournament they had on Box Nation a couple weeks ago. You know, if you're available, if you live outside the continental United States and you can get these internet websites like Box Nation and people like and places like that, you can watch boxing, British boxing, class boxing, world-class boxing, okay, almost all day Saturday. I mean, if you live in the United States and you're watching boxing from the UK, guess what? It starts about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It goes until about 10 o'clock. Maybe midnight in the UK, okay, which is cool because we get to watch the fights over here. And then after the fights are over in England, then we wait a few hours and the fights become reality in the United States. Of course, HBO and Showtime going tonight. Showtime Championship Boxing, of course, bringing us Zab Judah, the mouth that once roared, the kid that he had all the tools coming out of the 1996 Olympics. I thought he was going to be a for sure world champion, but guess what? He had one fault. That was his chin. He doesn't take a shot that well. He does not take a shot that well. And his attitude, his demeanor is not one that would be looked highly upon in society. I mean, he acts like a jerk. Now he's trying to act like a nice guy. Now Zab's trying to be the good guy. Zab Judah, the all-American good guy from Brooklyn now. No longer Super Judah, Modest Judah, things like that. Well, guess what? A leopard doesn't change his stripes. And I just don't think that Zab Judah is going to be different than he was the night he tried to throw that stool at Jay Nady, the referee. Of course, that was after he was stopped by Kash Yazoo in a battle for the World Junior Welterweight Championship many, many, many years ago. But Zab Judah showed his true colors that night. Tonight he's taking on Paul Malignaggi. Malignaggi, of course, another Brooklynite, but a slight underdog here. It looks like Zab's going in about a 9-5 favorite, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that Zab is a welterweight. Zab has knocked out welterweight. Zab beat a guy by the name of Corey Spinks back in the day. God, had to be like 2003, 2004. Fabio, myself, Jennifer Childers, we were all together in St. Louis, Missouri for that one. Don King was there. I remember who was that fighter that Don King, was it O'Neill Bell? It was O'Neill Bell. O'Neill Bell's mother was managing her son. I think he was a cruiserweight, borderline cruiserweight contender. And she tells Don King to his face, "You're not screwing my kid. We're not fighting unless we get an extra amount of money. Blah, 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 blah." So anyway, Don just smiled at her with that smile that, I want to kill you, but I'm going to smile. So Don smiled. She embarrassed him in front of the referee. O'Neill Bell went out and got beat that night, and that was the end of Don King's headaches with O'Neill Bell and his mother. But the bottom line is that was St. Louis. Of course, Peyton Scherer, the great Peyton Scherer, was there. He was the guy that, he was the original owner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. I mean, he's got all kinds of experience in his life. He's been a matchmaker. Of course, he's a man that put together Buster Douglas. He got Buster Douglas together for that fight. John Johnson, yeah, the coach, the trainer, the manager, extraordinary out of Columbus, Ohio. He had a lot to do with it. But the one that put the fights together was Peyton Scherer. Peyton Scherer was Don King's matchmaker at the time. Peyton's like almost 90 now. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He's in great shape. He's living in Kansas. It's cold and all that kind of good stuff. But he's got a lot of great stories, just like Jay Edson. Jay Edson had a lot of great stories. I remember with Jay Edson, the former boxing referee, the former vice president and event coordinator at Top Rank before he died in 2001, 2002. I remember one time he told me the story of carrying a midget underneath his arm to a baseball game. He brought this midget into a baseball game, and the midget was like 3 foot tall, and the pitcher couldn't get the ball inside the strike zone. So he walked, and then he went to first base, and they put in a pinch runner, and that was the end of the midget's career because baseball decided to outlaw the midget, which I think is discrimination. Don't you? Come on. Just because they couldn't get in the strike zone? The guy was only 3 foot nine? Big deal. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little East Bay soul here. This is Greg Adams, his new band, Greg Adams, formerly of Westmore High School, founding member of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Saturday edition. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you give me enough money, I'll find my own mother.
Well, he won't be fighting his own mother tonight. He'll be fighting Zab Judah in the Battle of Brooklyn, folks. We'll talk about Paul Malignaggi, of course. Paulie is what they call him. Good guy, both inside and out of the ring. Former champion at 140 pounds, and then he won a title 147 pounds. Really, a guy that can't punch. He just can't punch. I'm sorry, but he just can't punch. Can't punch a lick. 32-5, 7 KOs. Zab Judah, 42-8, 29 whacks. Of course, they're scheduled for 12 rounds. And that'll be the big dance at the Barclays Center tonight in Brooklyn, New York. And the co-feature, welterweight IBF title holder Devon Alexander. Devon the Great? Yeah, right. 25-1, 14 KOs. Lost to Tim Bradley. He's looking for that one last payday. He needs a payday because the bottom line is he's so boring it's unbelievable. I mean, outside of St. Louis, like his family, nobody wants to see that guy fight. Okay, as I said, 25-1, 14 KOs. Defend his title against the talented but untested former Manny Pacquiao sparring partner Sean Porter, 22-0, a draw with 14 KOs. That's a proposed 12 rounds of pound. Anyway, the bottom line is, of course, this broadcast will pit the same broadcast will also pit former champions at 154 pounds, Austin Trout, the man, WBA champion, 26-1, 14 KOs. The man, of course, that lost to Saul Alvarez in a bit of a disappointment April the 20th of this year because I thought that he just didn't have the desire to win, didn't have the confidence to win. I mean, I just could see it. I just could see it. I was looking into Austin's eyes. I looked at Austin Trout for a long time from the amateurs on. And he just didn't have that look of a winner in his eye. He didn't have, like, I'm just glad to be here, that type of thing. And he sort of fought like that. He fought very tentatively, and he deserved to lose that 12-round decision. But the bottom line is he is going tonight, and he's taking on Arislandi Lara. Of course, Lara, the man that got robbed in that fight with Paul Williams a couple years ago, 18-1, two draws, 12 KOs. The judges were suspended. I don't think they've ever been reinstated. Austin Trout, 26-1, 14 KOs. That's HBO. HBO is going to rock pretty good. I think HBO is going to have a good little show there. But the Showtime card appears to be better. That's right. Paul Malignaggi and Zab Judah, it seems to be better than Devon Alexander and Sharp Porter. It seems to be better than Lara and, I don't know. You know, it's sort of like, you know, half a dozen, six of one, half a dozen of another. Okay? Because the HBO card's got Guillermo Rigano, 12-0, 8 KOs, of course. Considered by some the best pound-for-pound or one of the best pound-for-pound in the world of boxing, top 10 type of guy. WBO and WBA 122-pound kingpin. He's 12-0, 8 KOs, a former two-time Olympic gold medalist, of course, take on a pretty good fighter in Joseph Agabigu, 29-4, a former champion, 118 pounds, 22 KOs, a South African type of fighter. It's entertaining, but it's not going to be like, you know, a barn burner, because I just think Rigano's going to go out there and box his ears, and Rigano's probably one of the best boxers, the most talented boxer, pound for pound, in boxing right now. The most talented boxer. I did not say fighter. I said boxer. The co-feature will feature a thug. Yeah, he's been to jail more than once. Gun possession, robberies, you name it. This guy's been around. James Kirkland, 31-1, 27 KOs. Not my favorite fighter, a guy that's been given a lot of political gifts in his time. There's one fight was a Molina where he was getting his ass kicked and the Molina corner jumped in the ring or the Molina corner jumped in the ring like a second too early and they were disqualified. And, of course, he wasn't disqualified by the referee himself, John Shirley, because I think John felt no harm, no foul. But the Texas State Athletic Commission looking to make sure that the favorite, Kirkland, the favorite of Golden Boy Promotion, wins, making sure that he wins at that point in time. They gave him the nod. I didn't think he deserved it. Glenn Tappy is 20-0, 12 KOs. They will hook it up at 154 pounds. Also on the card, Rugged Middleweight's Matthew Macklin. Remember him? Yeah, he was a pretty good guy. 29-5, 20 KOs out of the UK. Taking on Lamar Ross, 14-0, 7 KOs. That's a 10-round TIFF. Coverage begins on HBO at 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. Now, coverage begins on Showtime at 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 o'clock Eastern time. So the bottom line is you better get the old DVRs going because there's going to be a lot of action on tonight. And, of course, the UFC, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes, but UFC Fight Night is over with down there in Australia. Of course, it was a UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. Good fight. Mark Hunt, Samoan destroyer that he is. I mean, he's a monster. Antonio Bigfoot Silva, he's a monster in looks. I mean, he's the hardest guy in the world of MMA to look at close. I mean, looks like a gorilla, and that's a compliment to gorillas. Anyway, the bottom line is they had a draw last night. We'll talk about that card. We'll talk about the upcoming UFC cards. Lots of stuff to talk about in the second half today of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, you can go to the website, ringtalk.com, and you can pull up podcasts. Like last week, I had Triple G Trainer. I'm talking about Gennady Golovkin's trainer, Abel Sanchez, a man that brought us the Norris brothers. I mean, he's trained all kinds of fantastic athletes. He's working out of the Summit down there in Big Bear, California, but he's on the Boxing Replay. And that's from December 2nd. Those podcasts are available at the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. The Ring Talk Replay with Andre Ward is there. The Ring Talk Replay with heavyweight Brian Jennings is there. We've got an MMA Replay with Kyle Kingsbury is there. We've got lots of podcasts, lots of stuff to listen to. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. We're all over the place. We're on all these different media platforms like, you know, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. Let me go on, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. I mean, I can go on and on and on. We've got so many internet platforms, it's crazy. I should put them all up on the website. I'm going to try to in the next couple of days. But the bottom line is we are here. We've been here 29-plus years now, and next year we celebrate 30 years of radio. And I think that makes us the longest-running fight show in history. Therefore, I am asking somebody to submit my name, submit this show to the Guinness Book of World Records. If they can find a longer show, a longer fight show that's been on the air longer than 30 years, then bring it. But they haven't. So I belong in the Guinness Book of World Records with my handsome mug. Don't you think? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition. Of course, we are Saturday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Then we are Sunday, a different show, an entirely different show, a two-hour weekend wrap. We are at 11 a.m. Pacific Time as well. And in that two-hour show, the first hour we talk about boxing, the second hour we talk about mixed martial arts and the UFC. And on the Saturday show, this one, we just sort of split boxing and MMA up together like 50-50. So the bottom line is you get your boxing fix, you get your MMA fix, you can get it all here at ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing, one of the most popular shows on our network. No question about that. I saw our numbers last week, and I was very pleased with the numbers. I want to thank you all for continuing to listen. And if Older Than Dirt Bob is still out there, Older Than Dirt Bob has been listening to me since 1987. If he's still out there and if you still listen, Older Than Dirt Bob, I love you. Because you were one of my, you were the guy that used to call me like every couple of weeks when I was a kid and a rookie and having problems on the radio and stumbling about. And Older Than Dirt Bob would call and he'd sort of level out the playing field for me. So if you're still around Older Than Dirt Bob, God bless you. If you're not, may you rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Tomorrow I'm going to bring in some good guests. Tomorrow I'll bring you Brian Halquist. He is a boxing promoter and an MMA promoter from the Tacoma, Washington area. I'll bring in Lenny Williams, the Tower of Power lead singer, the man that sings So Very Hard to Go at the end of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And the reason why I'm bringing him in is that he is a close friend, or was a close friend, of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, the former boxer, the former leader of the African movement down there in Africa. Of course, a man that beat back apartheid almost all by himself. Anyway, he was a former boxer. He used to box as a heavyweight. We'll talk about Nelson Mandela, what Lenny Williams knows about him. Lenny and him, they were tight. They were talking on the phone pretty regularly up until Lenny got sick. And afterwards, Lenny was still keeping in contact with the family. So we'll get a perspective on Nelson Mandela, the boxer and the leader, tomorrow from Lenny Williams. That will be on the Boxing Hour. The MMA Hour, probably going to try to bring in King Kyle Kingsbury. You know, Kyle just sort of lays it out. Kyle's one of these guys that lays it out for us in a manner in which you can understand it. He doesn't put all kinds of, like, you know, he just doesn't confuse you. I get certain guests on this show that talk about Kimuras and colds and this and that and this, you know, and you don't know what they're talking about. So that's why I have Kyle. Kyle explains everything to the reader, and the listener, unlike other guests. Other guests just, like, gloss over things and they don't realize we're on the radio. I mean, you can't tell somebody something on the radio. You've got to explain that to them. This is the godfather of soul, Mr. James Brown. Had the pleasure of meeting him at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California, one of his last shows in Northern California. He was the king, the godfather of soul. James Brown, I want to thank my man Brent Carter, brentcarter.com, of course, the lead singer of the Average White Band, AWB, in the studio, recording a brand new album as I speak. Brent Carter, the man, check him out, brentcarter.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out, YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You've always strived to make the best choices, and Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions, and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When Lenny Williams wrote this song, he had no idea it would pay for the educations, the college educations of great, 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 great grandchildren. That's how much money he's made off this song. Because I Love You, the great Lenny Williams. He'll be on tomorrow's show. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Looks like the WBA Bantamweight Champion, I'm talking about the regular champion. What is this regular super champion? All this kind of crap. Anyway, Koko Kamida has vacated the title. Of course, the Japanese, one of the brothers over there, these guys are, they. I think there was three of them. Daikai, Tomoko, and Kamida. The three of them held titles at one point or another. And the bottom line is I think that the Kamidas were vastly overrated. They were Japanese products, and I think that they're not as good as they people think they are. And the bottom line is I think it was coming time for exposure time, you know, fighting the best. And I don't think he really wanted to fight the best anymore. Of course, I'm talking about Kamida down there from Japan. Of course, the fights tonight, as I said, HBO and Showtime. But let's talk about last week's fights just for a quick second before I let you go. I was so impressed with Sergio Kovalev that I just don't know what to say. I would say that he would give Andre Ward hell. He would give Andre Ward the toughest fight Andre Ward's ever had in his life. And Andre Ward would have to be, Andre Ward would have to bring his lunch that day. He would have to be 110% together because I got news for you. This guy is so powerful and he hits hard with both hands. You know, and I told you, I used to listen to him in the cheap seats. I'd be sitting in the cheap seats in Vegas talking with friends up there in the cheap seats and he'd be fighting in four rounders and you could hear his shots all the way up there in the cheap seats without any microphones. This is before the rings were even mic'd up. I mean, this guy's the real deal. Sergio Kovalev is the real deal. 23-0-1, that one draw was a bit of a farce. Of course, 21 KOs. He is a man at 175. And, of course, hey, Adonis Stevenson, the WBO title holder, he has a claim to fame. You know, he's only lost one fight. And, of course, he's avenged that one fight, and he's looked good. But he has so many technical flaws as a boxer. I mean, especially as a southpaw, he throws that right jab, and when he brings it back to his waist. So he's the easiest man in the world to counterpunch. In fact, if you went into, got the blackboard out and had to draw the blackboard, the blueprint on how to beat Adonis Stevenson, that would be it. You would just time him. You would wait. Sooner or later, he's going to give that to you. That's part of his makeup. That's the way he fights. He fights very overconfident. And I'm telling you, that overconfident, that being overconfident and that throwing that jab back the lazy way in which he throws it, that's going to spell the end. I mean the end of Adonis Stevenson when he takes on, when he meets Sergio Kovalev, it's all over, baby. It is just history, okay? History. Kasumi Yuma's coming back. Remember him, a former WBA champion. Take that back, an IBF title holder, 154 pounds. Taking on some hobo tonight. They call him the Dream. Call him the Nightmare. He never really entertained me much. I mean, he fought Winky Wright. Big deal. That was about it. Vitaly Klitschko making some noise over in the Ukraine this week. Evidently, he's not too happy with the president. The president's trying to keep him off the ticket as far as voting and as far as being elected Ukrainian president is concerned because, you know, Vitaly's probably going to beat this guy. Of course, he is a WBC champion. He's got until December 15th to decide whether he's going to keep that title and or vacate it. But the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, he's being a bit of an idiot. He's doing everything he can to shut down democracy in that country. Okay, and he doesn't want Vitaly Klitschko running for president because Vitaly Klitschko will beat him. Klitschko's smart. Klitschko's not an idiot. Klitschko's smarter than your average heavyweight boxer, okay? The kid is college educated. I think he's even got a doctorate, okay? So he knows what he's doing. Would he be an improvement of this clown running the Ukraine right now? Probably. And I think that's why they're scared of him. But here's what's up. And I warn anybody running for political office in the Ukraine, Russia, people like that. Remember that guy they poisoned a few years ago with that plutonium? They poisoned him with plutonium, and his face swelled up, and he got all gray and wrinkles and big pustules on his face and everything like that. And everybody thought he was going to die, and he ended up living, but he ain't the same guy that he once was. Well, you run for political office over there, guess what? Things like that happen to you, and they're not very good, okay? I mean, they're not. They'll poison different candidates over there. They'll kill different candidates over there. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, running for president in the Ukraine, even if you are Vitaly Klitschko, is a dangerous, dangerous situation. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let's switch gears. Let's go to Brisbane, Australia. Card aired last night. Of course, UFC Fox Sports 1, the old speed channel, showing us the UFC, bringing us the UFC Fight Night 31, I believe, from Brisbane, Australia. On top, heavyweight Mark Hunt, Samoan guy. Not a good record, 9-8. Coming in, and of course, he was taking on a very, very tough guy in Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Now, Bigfoot Silva, the toughest thing about Bigfoot Silva is looking him eye to eye. He's the ugliest man on the planet. And I'm sorry if the NAACP is going to get him after me or some civil rights group or something like that, but he is the ugliest man on the planet. He looks like he looks just like King Kong. You don't need to bring in a monkey or get an animated or a digital form of King Kong to play him and play King Kong in the movie. Just get Silva, put a little bit more hair on his face, and guess what? He is the ultimate monster, no question about that. But last night, he went to a decision, a draw with Mark Hunt, and it was a pretty good fight. Both guys, you know, it was one of those fights where a draw was probably the best decision that could be raised. And he co-feature. Bit of an upset? Yeah! Everybody thought James Tohono was going to beat Shogun Rua. Shogun Rua had been choked out by Chael Sonnen, had been beat by Dan Henderson a couple of years ago. I mean, really hasn't been on top of his game, per se, Shogun Rua. He really hasn't. I mean, sort of like lackluster, to say the least. Well, not lackluster last night. He took James Tohono apart. Yeah, back on the winning track. Congratulations to him. But the world of the UFC, totally waiting upon December 28th, of course, UFC 168. This is it, man. This is really going to be it. I'll get to UFC on Fox 9 December 14th in just a minute. But the UFC fight on the 28th of the month, UFC 168, of course, that's going to emanate from Las Vegas. And the main event, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, the man that annihilated, the man that knocked out Anderson Silva, the man that took Anderson Silva and put him to sleep. I mean, just ruined him, destroyed him. There was no question, no controversy here. No bad point. No. He got knocked out silly. Okay, so there wasn't no like, golly, you know, it was an unfortunate break. No, it wasn't an unfortunate break. He got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. And of course, this UFC 168 coming to you from the MGM Grand December 28th. It'll start off on Facebook, then it'll go to Fox Sports 1, then the main card, of course, will be on pay-per-view. That main card starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, December 28th. The main event, undefeated Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion. We'll see now 11-0, 10-0, taking on Anderson Silva. Of course, Anderson Silva, the longest reigning UFC champion in history, an iconic figure, a fighter that's considered like Superman until he got hit on the chin. And once he got hit on the chin, it's like this. It's like sort of like Ron Marshall, that boxing historian out of Alameda, California, San Leandro, California. He said that every man or woman, every fighter has a glass jaw until proven otherwise. Well, I guess he's got a point there, because until you get hit on the chin, you really don't know what time it is. But, of course, the undercard, Ronda Rousey, unbeaten, untouched, unscathed, unscratched, taking on Miesha Tate. She's already beat Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate's talking about putting a gun to her head if she gets caught in that armbar again. Of course, all of Ronda's fights have ended in that armbar submission. She is the queen of the armbar. Her mother taught her this armbar. Her mother was a former world judo champion. Of course, Ronda Rousey, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in the Olympics over in Beijing, had nothing but not so kind words to say about some of her fellow Olympians. She tells it like it is. She really does. If she thinks somebody is a B word, she says it. She uses all from A to Z. Any filthy word you can put in there, if she feels it's fitting, she lets it fly because she is the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey. Of course, putting that undefeated mark on the line against Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate couldn't get out of the first round the last time. Will she get out of the first round this time? That is the question everybody wants to know. It really is. Now, December the 14th, that's 1 week from today, on Fox TV, Sleep Train Pavilion, UFC on Fox. It'll be the major Fox network, not the Fox Sports, not Fox 1, not Fox 2. It'll be on the regular Fox Sports network, UFC on Fox 9. In the main event, Demetrius Johnson, of course, the world flyweight champion, taking on Joseph Benavidez. This is a rematch. Johnson beat him about 18 months ago. The co-feature is my man, the California kid, Uriah Faber, taking on Michael McDonald. Faber is probably the slight favorite there. Carlos Condit on the card. He's taking on Hector Lombard. Good crossroads fight for both guys. Lombard wins, he stays afloat. Condit wins, he stays afloat. You lose this fight, you're sort of like at the back of the bus. Chad Mendes is on the card. He's taking on Nick Lentz. Some of the Fox Sports 1 card, that'll be a part of this presentation, of course. Court McGee versus Ryan LaFleur. Edson Barboza, pretty good fighter, taking on Gany Castillo. Mac Danzik taking on Joe Lauzon, Bobby Green and Pat Healy, Scott Jorgensen and Zach Mikowski, and Abel Trujillo taking on Roger Bowling. Now, of course, you've got fights online. That's Facebook. You got Facebook fights next week, the 14th. Of course, the UFC on Fox will start in the afternoon, but you have to watch the prelim fights. Because see, this is how they get you. You watch the prelim fights on Facebook, then you watch the prelim fights on Fox, then you watch the main event on Fox. So it's like one big sandwich, one big MMA sandwich you're going to be able to eat next Saturday. It'll be a good day for Saturday, good day for MMA, and it will be a fantastic card. And I hope to be there next Saturday up there in Sacramento, California. I've got to apply for credentials a little bit late on that one, but I do want to go to the Sleep Train Pavilion, formerly the house that Tony built. Tony the Tiger Lopez built the Arco Arena. Of course, he sold out of the arena, had record gates as a boxer against the names of Jorge Maromero Paez and people like that. And then MMA came along, and all of a sudden it was a house that Uriah built, because Uriah could sell the joint out almost all by himself. So Uriah Faber expected to bring a big crowd with him next week into the Sleep Train Pavilion. I keep calling it the Arco Pavilion, but it's not. It's the Sleep Train Pavilion in Sacramento, California, home of the Sacramento Kings. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, CableRadioNetwork.com, SportsByline.com, RingTalk.com. It's all over the place. That's a Saturday show. That's 1 hour. That's what you're listening to right now, Saturday 1 hour edition. On Sunday, we go for 2 hours. Sunday, we go for 2 hours from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 2 hours. The first hour all about boxing. Second hour all about MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, 29-plus years now. Guinness Book of World Records time, baby. And guess what? Power of Power says we're about to have some fun. You ought to be having fun. It's Saturday, another day of life, like Don King said. I said, Don, how you feeling today? I woke up, didn't I? That's all that matters. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Tower of Power saying you ought to be having fun.
Wow.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven. But you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle. And one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
The mighty Andre Ward, the mighty horns of the Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Some news in this past week. Chris John was stopped. Chris John was the longest man. He held the WBA 126-pound title like for years. He took it for Juan Manuel Marquez back about almost a decade ago, it seems like. Anyway, he was stopped last night in the sixth round by Simpawe Viteka. And the man's from South Africa. He dedicated the fight to the late Nelson Mandela. The video is available at ringtalk.com. There's also other videos at ringtalk.com about Manny Pacquiao, the humble champion. We've got Signorella on the Super Saturday fights. We've got the odds and predictions put forth by Kevin Perry. Here's what's up. Kevin Perry and John Signorella think that, you know, they want to outdo the master. Of course, I am the master when it comes to laying odds and fights and things like that. Probably the best handicapper in all of boxing. It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. That's just the way it is, okay? I mean, what have I been wrong? 4 or 5 times this entire year as far as my picks are concerned, and I pick every week almost. But the bottom line is they're trying to get into daddy's shoes a little bit here, and they are, and they're trying to pick fights and set odds and that kind of good stuff. So I let them set the odds this week and do the predictions, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how they play out, but I'll be back next week doing my thing as far as the odds and predictions are concerned for both boxing and MMA. And don't forget, next week's a big week in the world of MMA because we've got the UFC on Fox 9 from Sacramento, California. Of course, as I said, the main event, Demetrius Johnson, he's in defending the world flyweights, 125-pound championship. Uriah Faber's on the card. Got to give Uriah Faber some props. Oh, also want to mention this in the world of boxing. Paul Spadafore, remember him? He was on the show many, 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 many times, many years ago. Anyway, he's a kid out of Pittsburgh, California, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They called him the Pittsburgh Kid. He was 48-0, tried to go to 49-0, lost a decision in a WBA title fight this past week. And it looks like, you know, he's too old. He's too old. He's too slow. He had a nice style to him. He was almost like the white version of Pernell Whitaker at one point in time, but that was a long time ago. You know, he went to jail. He shot his girlfriend with a Glock, a 9mm gun in a gas station over a dispute one day at the gas pump. So he's had his share of ups and downs, and he has had his alcohol issues and things like that. But Paul Spadafore, the Pittsburgh Kid, never became anything other than a regional fighter. Don't ask me why. That's just it. Outside of Pittsburgh, nobody knew who or cared who he was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, Saturday night, HBO and Showtime both have boxing going. And you can also watch many, many of the UFC replays on the Fox Sports 1 channel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Our next edition will be Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, I love my producer, Scott Cuddy.